In Sunlight, in a Beautiful Garden, by Kathleen Cambor. Copyright 2001 by Kathleen Cambor. Read by James Daniels. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
For Kate and Peter, and in memory of those who died in 1889 in Johnstown. I have been watching you. You were there, unconcerned perhaps, but with the strange, distraught air of someone forever expecting a great misfortune, in sunlight, in a beautiful garden.
Arkell to Melisande. Peleus and Melisande, by Maurice Maeterlinck.
In Sunlight, in a Beautiful Garden. Prologue. To understand the geography was to understand the place. Three points on a Pennsylvania map connected to create a scalene triangle, an intricate and unequal geometry. From Pittsburgh, it was 90 miles east to Johnstown. From Johnstown, 15 miles northeast into the Allegheny Mountain Range to the little town of South Fork. Then another few miles to the Earth Dam, the enormous lake contained by it, and the South Fork Fishing and Hunting Club, whose buildings flanked the lake's far shore. The South Fork Depot was on the main line of the Pennsylvania Railroad, making access to it from Pittsburgh simple and direct, a manageable two-hour train ride through the scenic countryside. The speed and ease of the trip and the comfort of the Pullman cars allowed the wealthy members of the South Fork Fishing and Hunting Club to take little notice of life in the varied mountain towns and cities through which they traveled on their summer sojourns. The club's need for chambermaids and stable boys and waitstaff brought some of the locals into the range of the club members' vision, so it was understood that townspeople existed, and understood as well that strict rules about access to club property would have to be established, precautions taken. For the sake of privacy, fences were constructed. No.